So about a year ago, I'm trying to remember exactly when it was, but it's somewhere near a year, either just over or just under. I got to introduced to this lovely lady, Carly J. Myers, and her music. I'd obviously heard the music before, but first time got to speak to her. And it was for the release of a song called Just Doing Me. I'll talk about that in a second. But a year later, Carly, welcome back to the show.
It's so nice to be here. How are you doing, Gordon?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And by the sounds of it, you're doing pretty well as well.
Yes. All the best to chat to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Let's just rewind and talk about Just Doing Me. That was the single that we were talking about a year ago. I think it had been out for a couple of weeks or maybe a month or so. And it blew up. It really, really was amazing. The reception to it was fantastic, so much so that you did a remix version.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. Yeah, it was really such a it was such a great experience. I mean, you know, when you write music, you never know how it's going to be received, right? You just put your heart and soul into creating something and sharing it with the world. And it was it received so much love that we put the remix out, and the remix received even more love. So yeah, it's been so great. It's been so cool to kind of share some positivity during this very crazy 2 years, eh?
Yeah, it really has been. How have you been in the last year? What have you been getting up to? You've been busy. I follow you on socials and you've been very, very busy.
Yeah, it's been a good 2 years. Been different to the years gone by, but different doesn't mean bad. Different just means a change. And it's been good. I've been writing lots of music, been doing lots of online sessions, lots of like collaborations, and writing sessions online and recording in studio with, you know, I'm here at the moment in Joburg, and my collaborators are in Toronto or Los Angeles or all over the globe. And it's been cool, you know. Online's given us a space to collaborate in a way we didn't have before. I can't say that I prefer to being in person. I'm definitely a people's person, and I love working with people like in real time and in real life. But it's been good. It's a wonderful opportunity to still be able to do what we love. I'm just missing the stage and missing, you know, connecting with people in person. But you know, we make it work. We make work what we can.
Yeah, you and I were chatting off air about how much you'd prefer to actually be in the studio, and we'd prefer to have you in studio as well. So we're hoping this thing can settle down so we can get you in. Now, listen, writing good songs is nothing new for you. I mean, you've had hit singles with Crazy. You had the collab with Matthew Gold, Just Saying. And of course, Just Doing Me was the big song from in the last year. But you have a new song out. It's called Authentically Yours. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
Just Doing Me. Moving along a year to Authentically Yours. Am I seeing a trend here? A messaging, perhaps?
Look, it probably just speaks to the space in my life that I'm in and the work that I do outside the music industry as an industrial psychologist. I'm very much around, you know, living one's real and authentic self and being true to oneself. And I have, you know, you'll hear in the song a lot of my own life philosophies that I wanted to share with the world in a very lighthearted, you know, don't take yourself too seriously kind of way.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share the message. You know, I think it's so important to be real, to be true to yourself. And, you know, my dad always used to say to me, take what you do seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously.
Yes.
And I just thought that was great advice. So I wanted to capture that energy in the song. And yeah, that's what we did. It was really fun to write. It's a very special song to me. And, you know, just when I listened to it after we wrote it, before nobody had heard it, I just always felt better than whatever I was feeling. It just brought like good vibes to me. So to share that.
Yeah, how good is that? I love it. Well, listen, the new single is called Authentically Yours. We're going to play it in a moment or two. Carly, last thing, if people want to catch up with you and share a bit of your journey online, where do they find you?
Yeah, I would love to hear from everyone. So you can catch me anywhere online under Carly J. Myers. So that's Carli J-M-Y-E-R-S. And yeah, that's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're online, you'll find me there. So get in touch. I love hearing from everybody.